ज बिहारी राधा माधव पीछे रखो जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी पिंचनवल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर चारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय मुना तीर वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम हरे राम 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 जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय श्री गोपाल श्री गोपाल जय श्री गोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय 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 प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरोत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज फॉर टुडेज भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 1 एंटाइटल द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन। टेक्स्ट नंबर 26। पातालमेतस्य पादमूलम् पातालमेतस्य हि पादमूलम् पठन्ति पर्ष्णी प्रपद्ये रसातलम् पठन्ति पर्ष्णी पार्ष्णी प्रपद्ये रसातलम् महातलं विश्वसृजोतः गुल्फौ महातलं विश्वसृजो तथा गुल्फौ तलातलं वै पुरुषस्य जङ्घे तलातलं वै पुरुषस्य जङ्घे पातालमेतस्य हि पादमूलम् पाठन्ति पार्ष्णी प्रपद्ये रसातलम् महातलं विश्वस्रजोऽथ गुल्फः तलातलं वै पुरुषस्य जङ्घे पातालमेतस्य हि पठन्ति पार्ष्णी प्रपदे रसातलम् महाफलं विश्वस्रजोतगुल्फौ तस्य हि पादमूलम् पातालमेतस्य हि पादमूलम् पठन्ति पार्श्वे प्रपदे रसातलम् महातलं विश्वसृजोतगुल्फो तलातलं वै पुरुषस्य जङ्घे। माताजी पातालमेतस्य हि पादमूलम् पठन्ति पार्ष्णी प्रपदे रसातलम् महातलं विश्वरसोजगुल्फौ तलातलं वै पुरुषस्य जङ्घे। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। पातालम् द प्लैनेट्स एट द बॉटम ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एतस्य ऑफ हिज He exactly padamulam, soles of the feet, patanti, they study it, parshni, the heels, prapadye, the toes, rasatalam, the planets named rasatala, mahatalam, the planets named mahatala, Vishwasraja of the creator of the universe, Ataha, thus, Gulfau, the ankles, Talatalam, the planets named Talatala. Why? As they are Purushasya of the gigantic person Jange, the shanks. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Persons who have realized it have studied that planets known as Patala constitute the bottoms of the feet of the universal Lord. And the heels and the toes are the Rasatala planets. The ankles are Mahatala planets and his shanks constitute the Talatala planets. Purport. Outside the bodily existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the manifested cosmic existence has no reality. Everything and anything of the manifested world rests on him, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. But that does not imply that everything and anything in the vision of a materialist is Supreme Personality. The conception of the universal form of the Lord gives a chance to the materialist to think of the Supreme Lord. But the materialist must know for certain that his visualization of the world in a spirit of lording over it is not God realization. The materialistic view of exploitation of material resources is occasioned by the illusion of the external energy of the Lord. And as such, if anyone wants to realize Supreme Truth by conceiving of the universal form of the Lord, he must cultivate the service attitude. Unless the service attitude is revived, the conception of Virata realization will have very little effect on the seer. The transcendental Lord, in any conception of his form, is never a part of the material creation. He keeps his identity as Supreme Spirit in all circumstances and is never affected by the three material qualities, for everything material is contaminated. The Lord always exists by his internal energy. The universe is divided into 14 planetary systems. 7 planetary systems called Bhur, Bhuvar, Swar, Mahar, Janas, Tapas and Satya are upward planetary systems, one above the other. There are also 7 planetary systems downward known as Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Talatala, Mahatala, Rasatala and Patala, gradually one below the other. In this verse, the description begins from the bottom, because it is in the line of devotion that the Lord's bodily description should begin from his feet. Shukadev Goswami is a recognized devotee of the Lord and he is exactly correct in the description. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the devotees assembled over here and also those who are online, so that I may be able to speak something on this exalted subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification as well as for the happiness of all devotees. From whatever I have heard from other devotees, I don't have so much of realization, but so, this first chapter of the second canto, which is entitled as the first step in God realization. And here, the first step, as part of the first step, the description of the Lord is given as the universal form. So, even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he in his Sarartha Darshan, he entitles this as the description of the universal form. So it is the first time in Bhagavatam now the description of the Virat Roop is going to be described by Shukadev Goswami. And there are actually two more descriptions in the same canto. And then there are in all, there are almost like five chapters it is being described. And we have to understand the context in which Srila Shukadev Goswami is giving all these details to Parikshit Maharaj. Like based on the questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj on that, what is the goal of, or the purpose of a person who is going to die, what he should be doing, on whom should he meditate, whose names he should chant. And so, Shukadev Goswami has begun the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is also known as the Amala Puran. And what is the ultimate good for person, for people at all times to come, and especially for those who are about to die? That was the question which Parikshit Maharaj, because he had been cursed, and in 7 days' time now he is going to meet with his death. So, what he should remember, what he should chant, and also what one should not remember, and what one should not say hear or chant during at this period of time. So that was the question of Parikshit Maharaj. And there are Shukadev Goswami actually begins by saying that what are the topics which one should not hear, or rather not spend his time or waste his time on that. And he explains that there are the Grahamedis are there, they are having hundreds and thousands of topics of attachment to this material world. And such discussions actually, they don't help one in achieving the ultimate goal of life. So, those who are actually fixed in the ultimate goal of life, for them, he says that Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyasya Smartasyascha Ichchatabh Abhayam. So, if Abhayam, if one wants freedom from fear, today we are also celebrating the 76th anniversary of our independence. You know? And we all want freedom. Everybody wants likes freedom. Nobody wants to be bound. But what is the actual freedom or real freedom? Is freedom from fear. You know? Because in spite, although we are in a free country, but then we are always afraid of many things, so many things. As a matter of our, being a living entity or like an individual or a human being, we are faced with so many fears, although we are considered to be so advanced. Like we see so many animals, birds also, they are also fearful for their life. But we as humans living in a civilized society, so called, but then we are also in many parts of the world at this point of time, there is war going on, strife going on, and so many people, they are running for their life, taking shelter in different places. They have to leave their homes or in the war-torn countries. So what if one wants to actually get freedom from fear, what should one do? Parikshit Maharaj was also facing imminent death, which is like the biggest fear in anyone's life. And Shukadev Goswami is saying, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyasa. One should listen about Bhagavan Hari, Shrotavya and chant his names, his glories, and Smartavya. Also remember him constantly. Ichchata abhayam, one who desires fearlessness. You know? So one may think, okay, in this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is actually Amalam Puranam, there are no contamination, it's meant for Paramhamsas. So then, now this description of universal form is going to begin. So why actually, which is also considered as imaginary, this form of Lord, as the universal form, is there is no specific abode for that or people or a temple for there to worship. Because it's so huge. It's an imaginary form. So, and actually a devotee is not expected to worship this form. So why is it that in Srimad Bhagavatam, which actually in the from the beginning itself, it actually kicks out all Kaitava Dharma. It's Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. So why is it that so much of description, not only once of the universal form, it's going to happen almost like four, five times in this entire Bhagavatam. So why is Shukadev Goswami giving so much of time for all this? So we can see that although it is a Paramahamsa Samhita, but still it is not meant only for the Paramahansas. Srimad Bhagavatam, otherwise we are sitting here and discussing, rather every day, in all the ISKCON temples, by the mercy of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we have morning Bhagavatam classes and the evening Bhagavad Gita discussions. So we are all discussing Bhagavatam. So if it was a Paramhamsa Samhita only to be read by Paramhamsas, so we are not Paramhamsas. We are all conditioned souls. So why are we discussing then? So it is explained like very nicely our one of our friends, Balram Shakti Prabhu, had spoken on the second canto, and he was mentioning that as is revealed, Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken by so many people, different people at different times of different times and to different audiences. And if we see what was their intention or what was their purpose of speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, if you see, Srimad Bhagavatam was it is said it was compiled by. Who has compiled Bhagavatam? Vyasadev, who is also Shaktyavish Avatar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vyasadev has compiled this and he was the first to speak this to his son Sukadev Goswami. And then we have Sukadev Goswami also speaking Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, who was at his just death knocking on his door. And we have Maitreya Muni, who is also speaking, and to different audiences. And we can see that what was their intention of describing Bhagavatam or speaking Bhagavatam. So if we see Vyasadev, in the first canto, in the beginning of it is Vyasadev says that Anartha Pashamom Shakshad Bhakti Yogam Adokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvam Chakre Satvata Samhita. So Vyasadev compiled Srimad Bhagavatam for those whose heart was filled with contamination. Anartha upashamam sakshad. For those who are suffering from anarthas. Like all of us. We all of us are suffering from so many contaminations, so many adharthas. And people whose heart is invested with material contamination, material anarthas, for them, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by, compiled by Vedavyasji. Secondly, if we see that Shukadeva Goswami, he spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam, and Suta Goswami explains that Yasvanubhavam akhila shruti saram ekam adhyatma deepam atatirshitam tamo andham samsarinam karunaya purana guhyam tam vyashashunam upayanti gurum muninam poyami. So he says tam vyashashunam means the son of Vyasadev, that is none other than Shukadeva Goswami. He spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam for whom? He says, for adhyatma divam atitirshitam tamo andham. Those who are desiring to come out of the darkness of material life. Tamo andham. For this, who are suffering in this dark well of ignorance, tamo, which is full of tamogut. For them to come, who are desirous to come out of that, he has spoken this akhila Shruti Saharam Ekam. You know. So those who are struggling hard in this material world, for their benefit, Shukadev Goswami has spoken. And also we can see third, Maitreya Muni, the samvad between Maitreya Muni and Vidura, that is also very famous. And Maitreya Muni himself says that Soham Nanam Chilla Chukaya Sukham Dukham Mahat Gatanam Viramayatasya Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam Yad Ah Sakshad Bhagavan Rishibhya. So, Soham Nanam Shulla Sukhaya Dukkam. So, he says, my dear Vidura, let me now begin speaking Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of those who are entangled in extreme miseries for the sake of very little pleasure. For Shulla Sukham, for little happiness, we are actually undergoing so much of suffering and troubles in our life. You know, we can all realize in our own lives, for little pleasures, we have to work and toil so hard, so difficult. Our entire lifetime goes, and by the end of lifetime, then we have, okay, one house, that too maybe in suburbs, if we are fortunate, in Mumbai, people who are living. There, so much of effort, full life goes in paying off our EMIs and loans and all, everything. And at the end, by the time we actually end up, okay, now the loan is paid fully and the now house belongs to you fully, or maybe a vehicle, car or something. That time you realize, oh, I have now already grown old. And now we can see life is coming to an end, death is knocking at our door. You know? So, for the transformation of heart of such an audience, of who are suffering so much just for the want of little pleasure. Why? Because we are all actually seeking pleasure. Anandamayo Bhyasa. We are all seeking pleasure. And so we are trying to engage in different types of activities. But actually we are suffering. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, although it is meant for the Paramhamsas. It's a Paramhamsa. For the Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. Only for the pure hearted souls. But then, at the same time, Rupa Goswamiji in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he very explains very nicely. He says, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sutapa Vidya Pitto Patapta Rasanasya Narochi Kanu Kintvatanad Anudiram Khaluseva Jushtvat Swadvik Kramat Bhavati Tadgata Moolahantri. So he says that a person who is suffering from jaundice, from problem of bile, for him, for such a person, sugarcane juice, actually when we drink, normally when we drink sugarcane juice, how does it taste? It is sweet, you know. It's, but for a person who is suffering from jaundice, it is tasting very bitter. Usko kadwa lagta hai. But the solution for him is that this sugarcane juice actually acts as a medicine. It helps to cleanse the liver. Usually it's considered, it's a jaundice is a problem of the liver. So when a person who's afflicted with jaundice, he takes sugarcane juice, although it is tasting bitter, yet he is required to continue taking. And slowly, slowly, what happens? Then the bitterness actually reduces as the liver gets cleansed. And then slowly he will develop the sweet taste. So what is the proof that somebody is actually overcoming this disease of jaundice? That he has developed an liking for sugarcane juice. Although it may be a little bitter, but then slowly, slowly he is drinking and he is developing a liking. So then it is sure that, okay, swadvik kramad bhavati tadgata moolantri. Slowly and slowly that disease will get cured from the root. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam also, although it can be tasted best by Paramahamsas, by the Nirmat Saranam, but at the same time, it is not only meant for Paramahamsas. A healthy person, he can drink a lot of sugarcane juice. A person who is diseased with jaundice, he may not like to drink, but then if he drinks, then he needs it the most, because it is the medicine for his cure, for the disease. So, because it can cure him, so once he starts taking the sugarcane juice, so similarly for materially conditioned living entities like us, when we start reading Srimad Bhagavatam, when we start hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it actually cures our heart of all the kalmashas, all the anarthas. And so on the one hand, the Paramahamsas can relish Srimad Bhagavatam, at the same time the conditioned souls actually need to hear it, and by hearing that they can overcome the diseases. So we can see that there are various reasons why Srimad Bhagavatam is having all these narrations of Virata Rupa. So why then, like Srimad Bhagavatam culminates, it says that Kirtanam of Lord Krishna, that is the ultimate thing. But in the entire Bhagavatam, there are so many different stories and so many descriptions of Virata Rupa. So we may consider, oh, if only Kirtan of the Lord is the ultimate thing, then we should engage only in that. Why all this? You know? So there are different reasons also why these descriptions of various, the Virata Rupa, the universal form of the Lord is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. First reason is that, like we discussed now, that it is not only meant for Paramahamsas, but it is also meant for conditioned souls. And for conditioned souls, narrations like this are essential, so that slowly, slowly he can purify himself. Otherwise, Paramahamsas, they will relish only the Lord's pastimes, Leelas, for unlimitedly. You know? For them, all these narrations, which are connected to Ashtang Yoga or meditation of the universal form, they are not necessary at all. So the second reason is that, like, not everyone is qualified for bhakti, pure devotional service. Like, even when Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj was surely a pure devotee of the Lord. No doubt about that. And Shukadev Goswami himself is also a pure devotee. He is an avatar of the Lord himself. But in the audience, there were so many people of different qualifications. And to cater to their needs, to cater to their requirements, Shukadev Goswami actually, like Rupa Goswami, he describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what is the qualification for bhakti? For somebody to perform bhakti, the qualification, he says, Nirmatasya Adhikaritaha. That one has to be, if one is a human being, Nr, that means human, that is enough for practicing bhakti. There is no other qualification required. Material, that means to say, that there is no material disqualification for any person. Any person can practice bhakti. There is no material disqualification. But at the same time, he speaks when one comes in contact, to be eligible, to be able to practice bhakti, one actually needs to come in contact with devotees and develop faith in this process. Only when one develops faith in this process, then this process actually means gives the best result. Yadrichaya matkadato jata shaddastu yapuman Nanrimenno nati shakto bhakti yogasya siddhaha. The person who somehow or other, by good fortune of association with devotees, develops shraddha or faith in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, such a person, being neither disgusted with nor very much attached to material life, he should achieve perfection through following the path of bhakti. So, one who has not developed such a taste, he will not be able to accept the teachings of bhakti. So, that is why to attract people with other different goals or other different desires, these descriptions of other paths also, like Ashtang Yoga, Karma Yoga, Karma Mishra Bhakti and all, Jnana Yoga, and all are given to attract such practitioners and then at the same time provide them the knowledge about bhakti, the association of devotees. And so that once they establish this contact, then they will be able to develop faith in this process, shraddha. And then they can actually become expert slowly in this practice of devotional perfection of human form of life. So that is the second reason. And the third reason is that Srimad Bhagavatam is called Mahapuran. So every Mahapuran is supposed to have all these 10 topics for discussion. So all the 18 Puranas, they all have this description of about on these 10 topics, like is given in Bhagavatam itself. Atra sargo visargasya sthanam poshana mutaya manvantara ishanukatha nirodha mukti rashre. So all these 10 topics are discussed in all Puranas. So it is part of Srimad Bhagavatam. As being a Mahapuran, so it has to discuss. And fourthly, we can consider that proper understanding of the other topics is very important to be able to appreciate the 10th topic. So the other 9 topics are actually complementary. They are complementing the final 10th topic of Ashraya, or taking shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. And so it is very important. And even Lord Brahma, he says like that, these don't take these descriptions lightly, which are given in Srimad Bhagavatam of various, although it is about Lord's external energy, Maya Shakti, because it is in connection with the Lord, it will lead to our purification. And so we should not get bewildered. So, we can see that even in the end of 5th canto also, it is the 5th reason which is mentioned is that it is necessary for discussing or understanding the higher topics. So although we may, for us, when we hear the Lord Krishna's pastimes, we find that those pastimes, hearing them and understanding them becomes so easy. These descriptions which we are going to hear now about the Virata Rupa and different forms, how it is manifested by the Lord, material energy and all, it becomes very complicated to understand. But it is said that Brahmaji himself says that in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, I have described how one can progress on the path of liberation. If one reads this description of external form of the Lord with great faith, or if one hears and about it and explains to others to propagate Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness, his faith and devotion in spiritual consciousness, that is Krishna consciousness, will gradually increase and purify. So, here we can see that by studying this description of Virata Rupa, it is given in various places. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita also, Arjuna requests Lord Krishna to show his Virata Rupa, and then there is description of that, and even in Purusha Sukta it is there. So all these scriptures, although there are different descriptions, and in detail if we see, there may be differences, but because it is being presented by different people, with two different people, so the perspectives are different, but in essence they are the same. And it describes, like, one thing which is common in all these descriptions is that it describes both the bhutam, bhavyam and bhavascha. Means this Virata form of the Lord, it includes whatever was there earlier in the past, whatever is there in the present, and whatever will be there in the future. So all things put together, it actually is the Virata Rupa or the universal form of the Lord, the gigantic manifestation. So that we can see, like in Purusha Suktam also it is described, Purusha Evedagam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yad Yachabhavyam, like that. So Bhuta, Bhavya and present. So we can see that although this is an Lord's form, the Virat Rupa, but at the same time it is imaginary. So whatever are the constitution of Virat Rupa, like in today's discussion we see that the lotus feet or the below the Lord's lotus feet is Patala, constitutes the bottoms of the feet and the of the universal for Lord, and the heels and toes are the Rasatal planets and the ankles are Mahatala planets. So this description is there. But we also have to understand that it is actually imagination or a figurative expression given in scriptures. But this is a bona fide description. And by meditating on this form, an Ashtanga yogi, he can actually progress in his spiritual journey. Like many a times, it may become easier to understand. Like today we are celebrating the Independence Day. So there are so many programs or celebrations which are organized in all the states' capitals, especially like in New Delhi, we have a big parade. And all the three armies, Navy, Air Force, they also participate in this ceremony. And then there are different people from different schools, different walks of life, they are all participating. And in this parade, there are various jhakis and which depict various things. So there are actually people who are participating in this activity. Or like this year it is said that more than 1,800 people have been invited from different parts of India to the national capital to witness and be part of this entire event. So different groups of people in their own traditional dresses, their own state's dresses, they will be participating. Sometimes different groups of people, they make different formations in their different dresses and all. And in these formations, they can depict the map of India. Or they may depict the map of various states or different symbols depicting. Or maybe sometimes there are big events of games and all, Olympics and all. So the Olympic symbol is created by children, that means decorated in different dresses and all. So, although we may see this, it is a depiction of the symbol. It is not the symbol itself. It's not the country, India. It is a depiction of the man. It's figurative. So, in that much, this Virat Rupa also, the components, the Pathala, the lower planets become the feet, then slowly going up the thighs and the navel, and as we will see in the description in future. So, similarly, this entire description, so the individuals who are participating, the people, they are all real, they are individuals. But the formation which they make, they show, that is actually figurative or imaginary, it's a depiction. And it will, as soon as they change their positions, that image disappears. So similarly, this entire creation of the various planets and everything is there for some time, temporarily, and then when, like yesterday Muralidhar Prabhu was describing so beautifully, that when this entire existence is during the course of Mahavishnu's one breath, as soon as Mahavishnu breathes in, this entire thing gets sucked into his hair follicles, the holes. So we can also understand this, like another example is that sometimes in some party or some feast or festival somewhere, then people make various articles out of salad and all, or fruits. They cut it in different forms and then make a design of a house or something. So by looking at that, you can identify, oh, this is a house. But then actually the components of that, maybe with some vegetables or with some fruits and all like this, they make, it's a part of the decoration. But the individual items are real, but the house is, you cannot go and live in that house. So similarly, this Virat Rupa, it's an imaginary form of the Lord. And it is said that Srila Prabhupada is clarifying over here, this entire creation we have to understand is that outside the bodily existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the manifested cosmic existence has no reality. So everything, whatever we can see, everything is actually part of the Lord's creation. It's the Lord's energy. And we have to understand that. And it's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita also. Lord says, Maya tadam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtinam. Mat sthani sarva bhutani na chaham tesha vasthita. So the conception of the universal form of the Lord is a chance for a materialist to think of the Supreme Lord. But the materialist must know that for certain that this visualization should not be with the intention of lording it over Mother Nature. Because many a times what happens, people materialist say, oh, achha, this entire thing is Lord, so let me associate with the aspects created by the Lord and use it for my own benefit. You know? So, to actually get that perfect understanding that everything actually belongs to the Lord, everything rests on the Lord, everything is the energy of the Lord, it's actually very difficult. So he says, Bahunam janmanamante jnanamam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. It's very difficult for somebody to develop that vasudeva. And for that, one should actually, if somebody has such a desire, then he should actually meditate upon the Virat Rupa of the Lord. You know? But the materialistic view of exploitation of material resources is actually playing with Maya or the illusory energy of the Lord. And such a person, he will be able to progress only if he develops a service attitude, even towards the material creation. If he develops a service attitude, slowly he will progress. Like we see, there are so many environmentalists who feel very strongly, oh, we need to, there is so much of contamination happening in the ocean, in the air, in the trees, the forests are getting depleted. So they are having, though we should stop this, otherwise this planet will not exist, or it will not be able to support life as it is doing now. So such concern of service is actually beneficial. Like even in Ishopanishad, it is very beautiful. The first verse itself says, Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyan jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita ma ghridatvasya siddhanam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within this universe is controlled and owned by the Supreme Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself which are set aside as his quota and should not accept other things knowing well to whom they belong. It actually belongs to the Supreme Lord. Everything is part of his or limbs as is being described now and it will be described in the future. So everything, Prabhupada explains in the purport that everything we can see is either part of the Parashakti or the Aparashakti. Apara or the external energy. So this entire creation, all the material world is part of the Aparashakti. And the Jiva, he is part of the Parashakti or the superior energy. And so we can see that if one is looking at these material elements, oh, acha, it is also representative of the Lord. Let me use it for my service, for my own benefit with a commercial nature, then he is actually doomed. Then he will continue to be bound in this karmic reaction. You know? And so Prabhupada also says in the end that the root of sin is deliberate disobedience of the laws of nature, though through disregarding the proprietorship of the Lord. If we disobey the laws of nature and or the order that Lord brings, then we will actually face eternal damnation. Means, on the other hand, if we actually follow the regulations and rules given by the Lord and we respect this material creation, then we actually able to progress slowly but surely. And only by having this service attitude, even towards the material creation, that is a Virat Rupa, we can actually slowly understand the Supreme Lord. Like it is mentioned that Even later it is mentioned that although these are this Virat Rupa or the various planets and different, like it is described, the mountains are like the bones of the Lord, the rivers are like the blood vessels carrying, and the trees and the they are like the hairs of the Lord. So this depiction we should not consider that it is actually the form of the Lord. It is because the Lord's form is Chit Shakti. You know, it is not material. It is actually. But here the description is like that of an extended form or a depiction, like we saw. And we see even Lord Shiva in his teachings, I will conclude with this point, that the Lord's lotus feet, he describes, like we here we can see the beautiful form of Radha Gopinaji standing in Tribhanga Rupa. This form is so easy and very comfortable to develop a relationship with the Lord. Whereas if we think or try to imagine about the Virata Rupa, it is so huge. So like Prabhupada says, if you want to dress the Virata Rupa, it's not possible. All the clothes in this entire universe, it will fall short. You know? So he says, Padashrita Padam Padma Palasha Rochisha Nakadyupir No Antaragham Vidhunvata Pradarshaya Swiyam Apashta Sadvasam Padam Guru Marga Gurus Tamojusham. He says, my dear Lord, your two lotus feet are so beautiful that they appear like two blossoming petals of the lotus flower which grows in the autumn season. Means after the monsoon, right now we are experiencing a monsoon. So there are not so much of flowers and all coming. After the monsoon, when the autumn comes, then with the autumn, October heat, and then the water also becomes pristine. Now, wherever you see, waters look very dirty, contaminated with muddy. You know. But in autumn season, the mud all settles, water becomes clear, and there, when the lotus bloom, it looks so beautiful. So that is how beautiful the lotus feet of the Lord are. And indeed, the nails of the lotus feet emanate so much of effulgence that they immediately dissipate all darkness in the heart of a conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipates this darkness of my heart. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone. Therefore, all conditioned souls covered with darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by meditating upon your lotus feet. So that is the beautiful description of the Supreme Lord. And his lotus feet, the glories whom Lord Shiva always sings. You know. So by meditating on the Archavigra form, which has been given to us so mercifully by our Acharyas, especially by the blessings of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has established temples in almost every city, town, like Muralidhar Prabhu was describing, in all the corners, how Lord Krishna actually in the Vigra form, he is reciprocating with his devotees' love and their desire, we heard on Sunday. So, we all pray at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, all Shri Radha Gopinath, that may we also be able to focus our attention, our meditation on the lotus feet and make our own life successful. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Thank you. We are already little time overboard. So we will take questions later. Thank you. Hare Krishna.